guess what? Guess what? The smaller rugby ball for women is controversial. Who would have thunk? So I was telling you about this last week. World Rugby is spitballing the idea of giving the lady rugby players a ball that's about 3% smaller and 3% lighter than the standard rugby ball that the blokes use, because women's hands are smaller than men's hands. By 10%, by the way, 10% smaller, it's significant. Anyway, giving them a smaller ball would make it easier for kicking and passing and offloading and so on. Because let's be honest, right? Kicking a rugby ball is just ever so slightly more difficult for a woman than it is for a man, because women are smaller. So giving a smaller ball would just basically be balancing that out. Well, this has not gone down with Bonnie in the Herald Sports Department, has it? She reckons this is a classic case of men sitting around thinking up ideas for women who don't actually want this. And all this is going to do is give detractors of the women's game yet another thing that they can use to undermine the game by basically writing off any record that a woman sets by saying it doesn't count because the woman's ball is smaller. Whatever, who cares? I love it. I love this idea. Because, I mean, the thing about it is, it's true, isn't it? Women are smaller and they are weaker and they are slower than men on average. That is a fact. And so if we're playing with the same size ball, we as women are having to work harder. Cricket already accepts this. The boundaries are smaller for women. Same with basketball. The ball is smaller. I mean, let's be logically consistent about this if we're gonna talk about women's sport. Sporting bodies around the world have just in the last, what, year or so, started banning transgender women from competing at the international level against biological women, because we accept that the male body is bigger and stronger and faster. So if we accept the opposite, which is that the female body is slightly weaker, slightly slower, and slightly smaller, then give us a smaller rugby ball. What's the problem? If it makes the women's game faster and better, then and that brings in more viewers, that can't be a bad thing for women's rugby, can it?
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.